Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sidholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. I felt so happy listening to this mix. This is a good mix.
this is a great mix. Yeah, this was born of another mix. So if you're a loyal listener of the show, you probably heard us say, you know, we got to do a disco mix one of these weeks. And yeah, we just went ahead and did it. And yeah, this was such a fun mix to listen to.
It really was. Yeah. I mean, this could double for our pure joy mix. This is one of those ones where I often start by listening to the playlist just like while I'm doing other things before then I go back through and listen again and kind of take notes and do research. And, you know, I started it at like a low volume because I was doing work while I was listening to it. And I think it was like by song 4 or 5 that I just maxed the volume on my headphones. No work was getting done. I was all in on disco.
By track 8, your shirt's off. You've done a little Molly. Like, you're just all in.
It really derailed Tuesday, let me tell you. Things got real weird. Yeah, great mix. Great mix. I never thought I would love disco as much as I did.
Well, and you said pure joy, but I also thought, I mean, so many of these songs would be great for like a strut mix, volume 2. Like, disco is really good, like strut music. If you're just walking down the street, I think you can get into any of these songs.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's like, it's that simple beat, right? Like, I think that's really part of what makes that so magical. It's got such a simple beat, but then it has all these wonderful things on top of that beat, as we'll get into here. So let's get into it. We got a really good mix coming your way. So track number 1 is Matt's pick, and it is I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross.
I mean, yeah, okay. If we're going to come out on strong on our first pick, it's got to be I'm Coming Out, right? Diana Ross.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, first of all, like, Diana Ross is just one of a number of super talented artists. So as much as people will like look down at the disco era, look at some of these artists that we're about to roll off here. These are super talented people who put out songs during this era and songs that were really good. So Diana Ross, this song is an anthem of the LGBTQ community, and that's what it was written for, which was fascinating to read about because it was written in 1977, right? So it's like 45 years ago when this community is by and large overlooked. You know, the great Nile Rodgers, who, you know, great musician, great music producer and songwriter, he was at this like drag queen show in New York City and saw all these performers dressed as Diana Ross and was like,
right,
all right, we're going to go write a song for these people because they love Diana Ross. And put out this song, and it has kind of stood the test of time as far as being an anthem for the community. But on top of that, it was sampled by, you know, Notorious B.I.G. and P. Diddy and Mace for Mo Money, Mo Problems. So if you're listening to this song and you're like, why does this sound so familiar? It's because of that one. So not only, I mean, I was just blown away by reading kind of the history on this one because I knew it was an anthem of the LGBTQ community, but I didn't realize it was originally like that was the idea behind it, which I thought was so interesting.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll make the same joke I make all the time, which is like, good thing we've solved all of these problems 45 years later, right? Like, man, oh man.
We have
now
no
coming
problems.
Out is no problem.
We have no problem.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, we're very welcoming to all people. We is the royal we, of course. Here at Super Awesome Mix, we definitely are. But you know, it's a great song for so many reasons. Like many of the ones that you mentioned, I also want to call out the fact that it's one of the few pop songs, or you know, popular songs that features a trombone solo. Mm,
yeah,
I mean, how often do you get a track that has a just awesome trombone solo? And I love it because it also fits the theme that we've mentioned before, where it's like it just kind of happened because this guy Meco Monardo was like neighbors and friends with Nile Rodgers. So you just have to imagine it was like a conversation one day where it was like, hey, what are you doing for lunch today? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, come on by. Appear on this track.
Hey man, didn't you play some trombone in high school? Yep. Yeah, come on by the studio. Okay.
Lay down a badass solo in the middle of this amazing track that's going to be played for the next 50 years.
I got to get better neighbors. That's what I feel like that tells me.
Right? Yeah, seriously. Me too.
Shout out to all my neighbors listening to this. Okay, I don't mean that. All right? I love my neighborhood. All right, so your first pick. And I mean, I'm not even going to say, like, I can go on and on about each one of these. So I can't, like, I'm not going to go too superlative on each one. All right? But I really can. But anyway, your first pick, Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I mean, same thought as you. It's like, I have to have ABBA on here. It wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be a good mix without ABBA. But you're right. Like, every single person on here is like, well, we have to put this person in this right. group on here. Yeah. I mean, this was like the song that was like, Europop has arrived, you know, just so incredible. Another one of these songs where, you know, the vocalist was saying that she knew they had a hit whenever they were working on this. It's like one of those magical things where, you know, they don't often want to figure, you know, kind of guess if it's a hit or not, but they just knew it and they were absolutely right. Still a song that gets played many, many decades later. I don't think I've ever actually read the lyrics of this song, you know, and I don't really need to because I just can hear the tune of it. And the you can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life, like that chorus is so earwormy. So just absolutely love it. Like it's, again, a joyful song for me through and through, and I had to put ABBA on here.
Yeah, I mean, what can you say? This is probably one of the most instantly recognizable songs when it comes on, maybe ever. And yeah, this one, here's what I was shocked about. It's from ABBA's fourth album.
Oh, wow.
This was their only U.S. number one hit. And I was just shocked to think like, wait, they had three albums before this, but this is kind of the song that I think everybody thinks about when they think of ABBA, unless they're way into ABBA, in which case they're going to run through like every song in Mamma Mia.
Right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we have an upcoming group that we could definitely say a similar thing to, and we'll get there shortly. But, all right, track three, your next pick was another great one that I was so happy to hit play on, and it is Ring My Bell by Anita Ward.
Yeah, this is one, you don't hear this on the radio much, but if this one comes on, you're definitely getting into it. What I found interesting about this one, it was originally going to be written as kind of like a preteen sort of really cutesy song about just calling someone on the telephone, right? Just ring my bell. All right. But it kind of took on a different tone when Anita Ward sang it, and Billboard's called it one of the 50 sexiest songs of all time because Ring My Bell has taken on a completely different interpretation, which you could probably use your imagination to figure out. Now, here's what I love. You talked about reading the lyrics of Dancing Queen. I'd never read the lyrics of this one. There's a line in it. Well, lay back and relax while I put away the dishes. Then you and me can rock a bell. I mean, I don't know how you get put on the list of sexiest songs of all time. And there's kind of a break in the middle of the action to like put away the dishes.
Put away the dishes. It reminded me of, because I had the exact same experience of kind of reading the lyrics and being like, huh, okay. and it reminded me very much, if you're familiar with, you know, we've talked about Flight of the Conchords, the song Business Time, yes. You know, where like she's doing the laundry and taking out recycling and like all these things are happening before. before business time. So maybe, you know, maybe this was the original business time song. Yeah, it was Ring My Bell.
It was, you know, it's a maybe a more realistic depiction of what goes on. It's like, okay, right. But there's this housework to be done, right? It's like, all right, fair right. enough.
Give me a minute to finish the dishes. That's We've right. been over That's this. Right.
Well, there's no doubt while putting away the dishes, this next song would probably come across your mind because, you know, it's called I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Is real music dying? What even is real music and who are we to judge that? Well, my father is a lifelong musician and together we've been making music for over a decade. In our new podcast, we dare to ask the urgent, the weird, and the deep questions, and we have a lot of wild stories to tell. No matter what genres you enjoy, whether you're a musician, a producer, or a listener, we invite you to discover unconventional perspectives on music. So tune in and go follow Mad Makings of Music wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, number 418 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, which, what a list. We gotta do our own 500 Greatest Songs of All Time at some point, because I don't even know how I would get started. How do you rank one, you know? Like, you're like, yes, this is full stop the greatest song of all time.
Well, and those lists always kind of tend towards, like, rock and roll. It turns into more right. of like a classic rock list than like a comprehensive music list, I think. But
yeah,
that yes. would be, but there's a challenge there for sure. Yeah,
there is. But, you know, going back to this song, just a great one. Another one that was in my mind whenever I thought about a disco mix. I had no idea it was an 8-minute long song, but so I feel like it's kind of ahead of its time because when I think about, you know, I was listening to this and I think about how many, many years later in my life when I was in high school and then in college, I used to love listening to like trance. I went through like a trance phase and like drum and bass and some, you know, kind of like Prodigy and early EDM before EDM took over, like pop songs. And the tracks are really long and they take you through all these like highs and lows and bring you back and all this kind of stuff. And here it is happening in the 70s in this disco track, something very, very similar. So I just found myself really enjoying it in that context and thought, like, again, you know, like, here's all this amazing stuff that happened all this time ago. It received so much hate at the time. And I feel like, you know, many, many decades later, a lot of people, myself included, are like discovering it and appreciating it. So I really like that for that element in particular.
I had that same note that this is kind of a pioneer, probably unintentionally, in like the EDM space because it's its own dance remix, right? Like mm-hmm. the right. original version is a dance remake of the song. Like that's what it is. But yeah, it's just amazing. And you're probably, listeners out there who may not know the original, definitely have probably heard the Sam Smith remake from a couple years ago. They did this one. So this one's just a great song. And yes, it's 8 minutes long, but you kind of get into it. Like, I think it sustains itself.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. So speaking of remixes, here's one, which is A Fifth of Beethoven by Walter Murphy.
All right. This one's straight instrumental. And I always love the title of this one because it's a remix of Beethoven's Fifth. And obviously they just, you know, reversed the title there. And it's A Fifth of Beethoven. So really creative. It was on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. And we're going to get to another song from that soundtrack here in a little bit. Walter Murphy is the person credited with this. It was originally released under the name Walter Murphy and the Big Apple Band. But just originally, you know, eventually just released under Walter Murphy's name. Now here's a fun fact. Murphy, still alive and works almost exclusively now with Seth MacFarlane on music for Family Guy, American Dad, The Cleveland Show, Ted, all of it.
Oh, wow.
And if you're familiar with Seth MacFarlane at all, like music is a huge part of all the stuff that he does. He's a big music guy. And so again, this is probably just a super talented guy. He had this one monster hit with A Fifth of Beethoven, but he's still probably making a ton of money making music for, you know, some of our favorite cartoons out there.
That is awesome. I had no idea. But you're right. Like, Seth MacFarlane, like, brings in a lot of music. You know, I feel like he was born in the wrong era, because he definitely could have been like a Rat Pack guy. Yes. You know, I feel like he would fit in right alongside like Sinatra and all those guys. But yeah, I loved this song. I had heard it before. I wasn't super familiar with the name, but I definitely heard it before. And I just, the only thing I could think of when I was listening to it, I was like, what would Beethoven think of his music? Like, you know, if we could bring him back for a moment and be like, check out what we're doing with your hit, you know, like, would he be pleased? Would he be upset? I don't know.
Well, Samer, I saw a little movie called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure years ago, and I'd like to think Beethoven would be into it. Okay.
Me too. I think he'd be really excited. It's like, you guys are still listening to my music.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, hundreds of years later, right? Not even like 40, 50 years later, hundreds of years later, people are into it. All right. Now, your next song, and this one, not sure if it would stand the test of time, but it is Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas.
I know. As I think about this song, I wonder if it could even be made today. You know, I feel like someone will be offended by this song if it was made. Let's put that aside for a moment. This was a huge hit. Like, this is definitely a one-hit wonder. I don't think Carl Douglas had any other, like, massive, you know, like, singles like this. This song in particular, I had to put it on because I have a very strong memory associated with it. I was in, like, seventh grade theater class. We were split into groups and we had to pick a song and then do like a choreography, like a dance to the song. And my group, I think, was like assigned the song. I don't even think we picked it, but it was like, basically it was this or some other choice that we were like, okay, these are both. I mean, like, we're not listening to either of these two songs, right? It's like an older teacher who's giving us the choices. And we figured, well, Kung Fu Fighting, like, we could probably dance to that one a little bit better than whatever the other one was. And so it was just a bunch of like seventh grade boys on stage trying to beat each other up set to this song. So absolutely love it. That's my memory with this one in particular.
That is great. I wonder what that other song was. That's what I'm really curious about, is what beat out Kung Fu Fighting. Had to be like Endless Love or something, where a bunch of seventh grade boys right. were like, yeah, this is an easy choice. Just beat the crap out of each other for 4 minutes.
Exactly.
Here's what I love about this one. It was released on an album called Kung Fu Fighting and Other Great Love Songs.
Right.
which depending on, you know, how you feel about conjunctions, either it's two distinct things, right? Kung Fu Fighting.
Right.
And Other Great Love Songs. Or the way that's written kind of lumps Kung Fu Fighting into the great love song category, which is what I like to think about, is that this is a great love song.
I definitely think so, too. This absolutely has to be a love song. Now I'm going to read through the lyrics and make sure that, you know, you can apply it. I'm sure you can. Shout out to, again, the internet for writing out all the oh-ho-ho-hos. They are accurately depicted here on the lyrics. Oh, goodness. Good times. All right. Track 7, we mentioned a band that we just absolutely love here at Super Awesome Mix. This is Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Yeah, we can't have a disco mix without the Bee Gees. You know, this again off the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Staying Alive is kind of the anthem off that one, but I went with Night Fever. You know, this one is just about, you know, getting into that party mode, that night fever, if you will. What was amazing to read about this one is that when this landed in the top 10, it gave Barry Gibb like 5 of the top 15 songs in the country at that time.
Wow.
It was insane. And some of them were Bee Gees, and some of them were songs he had composed for other people. So, yeah, just he was just an amazing composer really throughout his career, but in particular, I mean, he was just throwing fastballs during the disco era. But yeah, Night Fever, just an amazing song. And Saturday Night Fever, have you ever seen that movie, Sam, or have we ever talked about this on the show?
I have not seen it. I feel like I need to. I feel like it's like a cultural moment, that film.
It is. And I'm just going to tell you right now, you will be offended. Okay?
Okay. That's fair.
There are some really blatantly racist and sexist things in that movie. Okay? So right. Just prep yourself.
Good to know.
But there's also a lot of dancing, a lot of great music, a lot of comical moments in that movie as well. So I think you're going to laugh, but you're also going to be like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this is.
You'll get another string of
texts. Yes, there will be a string of texts like this. Wait, they put this in a movie. Like everyone was just sitting there. Yeah, yeah. And it's also a lot more serious than you think it is. It's not just like super ridiculous, kind of fun movie. There are some fun moments, but it's also kind of serious. Another disco movie, not to get off on a tangent here, but it just popped into my head. Okay. Can't Stop the Music. Okay. Which starred The Village People, Steve Guttenberg.
Wow.
And then Bruce Jenner.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
My goodness.
Yes.
All right.
It is a ridiculous movie. And that one's pretty much just pure comedy now, if you go back and watch it. I think there's less offensiveness in that one than there is in Saturday Night Fever. Anyway, so that's just a quick look at some disco-era movies. Yeah.
Indeed.
All right. Well, if you're not offended, or even if you are, I mean, I think we could all jump aboard the love train with the OJs.
Yeah, such a happy song. It's like hard not to want to find this train and jump on it whenever you listen to this song. I mean, another one just from the opening notes, I'm like instantly in a good mood. It is probably been used to death in movies, I feel like, and you know, if it's not been commercials, it should be in commercials, because again, it's just like a very happy song. Great lyrics. I'm sad to report to the OJs, if they didn't know already, like in the second verse where they're trying to get the folks in Egypt and Israel to jump on this train, you know, didn't work. They did not jump on that train.
They're still not on board. Still not on board.
they're not on board. I think it was like a matter of months after the release of the song that they went to war with each other again. So sorry to report that. But you know what? There's always time to jump on the love train. You know, it's always there waiting for us.
Yeah. So if we have any listeners in Egypt or Israel, okay, hit us up at Super Awesome Mix. Okay. And let us know you're on the love train. All right. Even if not, if the whole country's not, let us know that you are.
Super Awesome Middle East Negotiations. That's our next. Matt and I are both from Middle Eastern descent. So, you know, we can talk.
We can make those jokes, right? Like it's not offensive right. When we say it. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's how that works. but no, yeah, great song. And I was happy to include this on the disco mix for sure.
Yeah, this is a great one. I love the energy in it. And I want this one. I want to say I've been at like a wedding reception where they use this one for the conga line that, you know, that inevitably forms at a wedding reception.
Yes.
But I feel like not nearly enough, right? I think this is one DJs should embrace a little bit more and use every time out, because, I mean, you know, come on, who doesn't want to get on a love train?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a natural kind of get the crowd onto the dance floor song. It's going to pull all ages too. I think that's a good thing for it. All right. Track number 9 here, Don't Leave Me This Way by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Okay. So I included the 1977 remake by Thelma Houston on my birthday mix. So if you're listening to this song, you're like, where have I heard this before? You heard it a couple weeks ago on my birthday mix, right?
That it literally happened to me, by the way. I was like, wait a minute. This sounds so familiar.
But Samri, you'll attest to this. It's different enough that it doesn't immediately hit you as like the same song, correct?
It's totally different. It's like a completely different vibe too. And I was like, wait, I thought these lyrics were really sad, and they are. But then this song is like, again, so dancey.
I know,
it's great.
It's a little more upbeat. Teddy Pendergrass's voice is just so much more powerful, and really begging not to leave him this way. But yeah, I mean, I kind of like this version better, truthfully. But like I said at the time, you know, I wasn't born when this one came out, so I couldn't include it on my birthday mix, but had to include it here on the disco one. But yeah, this one's great. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes had so many great songs. Teddy Pendergrass is just outstanding. So if you haven't done any deep dive into their work, I mean, that's definitely worth your time beyond just this one. But yeah, this one's just going to put you in a great mood. And you just feel the desperation from Teddy about how he can't be left that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Like whenever the chorus comes in and he's just like blaring, like my heart is full of love and desire for you. Now come on down, do what you've got to do. You started this fire down in my soul. Like you, yeah, that's one of those moments where you're raising the volume and you're getting really into it. It's great. What a great version of the song.
All right. Track 10, you've got I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, I feel like we finished this mix really strong. These next three tracks, including this one, is what a great way to end it. So I Will Survive has got to be probably one of the greatest songs of all time. I'm going to put that in my 500.
Oh, in your 500. That's making the top 500. Okay.
That's going to make the top 500. So get out a new sheet of paper, all listeners. It's another mix you can start to build as you listen along. I won't tell you where on the 500 it is. It's just somewhere in there.
It's
somewhere in there. It would take me a really long time to get tired of this song because it's just so good. I'm also always reminded of the Cake cover of the song, which I really enjoy. I feel like he did such an amazing cover of this one that like reinvigorated the song. If for no other reason that he added the expletive in it and it just like changed it completely, right? Like that one word changed and I was like, oh yes, that's so much better that way. What is amazing, like we can also put this in the category of songs where like an artist is doing something unbelievable because she had apparently just suffered like a major fall on stage and broken her back. She spent 6 months in a hospital recovering. And she recorded this song while in a back brace. And it's just like incredible. Like you use your diaphragm and your like your lungs, your whole chest, right, to like sing music. And she's got such an amazing voice on this track. And she's like in a back brace while doing it and recovering from a fall. So again, great song to make yourself feel maybe a little inadequate, but also just be marvel at the talent of some of these human beings that we get to share this earth with. So it's really exciting.
Well, it's also good to hear that she had actually survived something, you know, like.
Yeah. Right. Well, that's what she said. She was like, it's really resonated with her. And I think that's also the beauty of the song is like, no matter what you're going through in your life, like you could put this on. It could be a breakup. It could be you lose your job. It could be like pick something terrible and play this song. And you're like, yes, I will survive.
Yeah. It's a much worse backstory if it's like her father was the CEO of a major corporation. She went to Yale and then, you know, her trust fund kicked in and she started doodling some lyrics and came out with this song, right? It's like, right. Wait a minute. What have you survived?
No offense to our listeners who fit that exact description.
Yeah, anyway, no, there's probably a number of them actually. So shout out to you guys. I mean, we appreciate you as well.
Yeah, keep on surviving. Yes. You're doing great. Oh, gosh. Great song, though. Also, the first and only disco song to win a Grammy. It's incredible.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. All right. As mentioned, really strong songs here. Your last one on the mix, Boogie Wonderland by Earth, Wind & Fire and the Emotions.
Yeah, what I love about this one, it's a disco song, but, you know, kind of like you mentioned that we had the trombone solo earlier, like the horns in this one are just incredible. And, you know, that's a big part of Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so you get that throughout this song, along with kind of the standard sort of disco beat through it. Such a great party song. If you're a Caddyshack fan, this is the song that the band breaks into at the country club when Rodney Dangerfield gives them, you know, pays them off essentially to liven up the party. They break into Boogie Wonderland. But seriously, next time you're at a party, just throw this one on. Whether your guests have heard it or not, they're going to start having a good time. This is such a feel-good song.
I agree. Yeah. This is one where I had no idea that that's actually what they were singing when they sang Dance Boogie Wonderland. I bet that it would also fall in that category of like, you probably don't know what they're singing at that. I don't know. I've never actually like paid enough attention to know that that was the exact word. I was always just filling in something else, like just nonsense, basically. Now I know. It doesn't change, you know, the meaning of the song, really, because Boogie Wonderland is also kind of nonsensical, but in a very fun way. But yeah, seriously, just like an instant dance hit, as you said. You put it on, people are going to start moving, guarantee.
And I think that's enough syllables for, you know, people to kind of fill in their own words that could be in mm-hmm. there, right? Like, that's five syllables. So, I don't know. Again, I'll challenge our listeners at Super Awesome Mix. Send us a good, like, replacement for when I'm listening to Boogie Wonderland. Like, what should roll through my head?
I like that. Yeah, yes.
I think that's a fun challenge. All right, so let's finish this off strong. Okay, like you said, this whole mix, we've just been going on and on about each song. It's like, oh, I love this one. I love this one. But again, it's a great one. We Are Family by Sister Sledge.
Yeah, if you're familiar with How I Met Your Mother, whenever Barney's character, Neil Patrick Harris's character, Barney, wants to put together a mix that's all up. I feel like this could be a mix that's just all up, you know. It'll never take you back down. It's great. This song in particular, I have a very strong memory with, because it reminds me of the movie Birdcage, because I'm pretty sure that that's how the movie closes out. Whenever the senator dresses up and, like, you know, I think, and dragged as a disguise to leave. It's been a minute since I watched it. And just so much fun. So I think it's like a great feel good like song. I think the story's really interesting. So this is another Nile Rodgers song. And if I understood correctly, he was feeding them the lines like one by one, because he wanted them to just be like surprised by what to sing. And it came together this way, which is really interesting. But yeah, it's the Sister Sledge. It's four sisters basically singing this song. So it's very appropriate that they'd be singing We Are Family. And definitely an earworm and a great track to close out the disco mix. Love this song.
Yeah. And funny enough, this was the theme song or the rally song for the 1979 Pittsburgh Pirates, who won the World Series that year. They're known as and I remember hearing this growing up, they're known as the We Are Family Pirates, but I was just like, what does that mean? And apparently they used to play this song all the time at the stadium when they would like rally and win another game. And it just became this anthem for them. So yeah, I'm sure there's probably a deeper story there, but yeah, just a great one. Again, it's funny. We start with a Nile Rodgers song and end with a Nile Rodgers song. So if you're not familiar with his work, he's done a lot of big songs out there, and not just in the 70s. You'll see his name throughout the 80s and even into the 90s with all sorts of music. So he's been pretty prolific. But yeah, great one here, and great one to end just a fantastic mix.
Yeah, that's so much fun to listen to. We hope you enjoyed as much as we did.
And that was kind of hard to put together. There were a ton of disco songs that I was like, ooh, maybe we can include this one, maybe that one. So I don't know. Could be a volume two somewhere down the line.
For sure.
All right. Well, there you have it. Another super awesome mix for your collection. This time, a disco mix as promised. And as promised, Samer and I will continue to put out more mixes for you. So we'll get to work on that. And for Samer, this is Matt. We'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.